This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. To find out how you can have the wisdom of Solomon today, turn with us to Proverbs chapters 5 through 9. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
King Solomon is called the wisest man who ever lived. But have you ever wondered where he got his wisdom and his insight? Was he born with it? Was he a graduate of some ancient equivalent to Oxford or Harvard? No, his wisdom came from two sources. One source was prayer. He asked God for it. Listen to his words in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7. "Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only a little child, and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." And the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. And God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Now, Christian, you can do that. You can get on your knees and ask God for the wisdom that you need to face the issues of life. James 1:5 tells us that if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given him. But you know, there was another source of wisdom in the life of Solomon. His life was tremendously affected by the prayers and counsel of his father. Not long ago, I saw an interview in which Michael Douglas told how he had learned much about the acting business from his father, Kirk Douglas. Michael said he had learned from watching the mistakes of his father and also from their many times of informally talking together. Psalm 72 is a prayer of David for Solomon, which begins, "Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son." And Solomon himself gives testimony to the counsel of his father. In Proverbs chapter 4, he said, "When I was a boy in my father's house, he taught me and said, 'Lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commandments and you will live.'" Here is a side of David we often overlook. David poured out his heart to his son and poured out his heart to God on behalf of his son. Now, Christian, you can do that. You can share the word with your kids and pray for them. And the results are in God's hands, but our responsibility is clear. Through prayer and personal example, we can be a source of God's wisdom for the children that He has given us. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, we'll discuss the book you are writing every day. Our passage will be Proverbs 10 through 13 on Daily Discipleship.